This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They currently would be out of the playoff field. They'd be the 8th seed. That loss to Jacksonville looms very large, knowing the tiebreaker is at that part, at that point for Kansas City in the AFC South. The latest odds, though, somehow, I'll be honest, like this is where people will roll their eyes, but to make the playoffs, the Chiefs are still minus 650, which is a massive favorite to do so. They are still divisional favorites at plus 120. They are co-favorites to win the AFC still at plus 290.
Sounds right.
And they are still favorites to win the Super Bowl at plus 550, despite being 5-4 and out of a playoff spot. This all will change drastically depending on what happens in Denver, though, after the bye week. We all agree. If the Chiefs lose in Denver, then all that I just mentioned goes away, and it's, the division is done as far as
I'm
concerned.
Can't win the division without beating Denver twice now. Not even just once. You got to beat them the second return trip to Arrowhead as well.
How worried are you? Because for me, to make the playoffs, I'm still not panicking there. I'm really not. I'm really not, because I remember a week ago how we were discussing this team and watching this team. I don't think just like that now the team stinks. Okay. Now the schedule is very difficult. Denver twice, Chargers still, Colts still on the schedule. I'm not all that concerned about the Texans and the Cowboys on the schedule. Maybe other people were.
It's 2-7-2 teams they're facing in the next two games.
The next 2 weeks is massive for them. So the division, it's simple. It comes out of the Broncos game. So I'm very worried about the division. There's a chance that this 9-year run in the AFC West is coming to a close. That is a real thought that I think we all should have. But the Broncos game out of the bye week will shift that one way or the other. If they win, then they're very much alive in the division race. But if they lose that game, it's over in the division, and the AFC West will not be coming through Kansas City.
So admittedly, some of this is the eye test part of it. And the good news is for the Chiefs as the division goes. Right now, the Chiefs are 1-1 in the division. The Colts are actually the team in the division that are still 3-0, played their three games and have like the tiebreaker advantage. But the last time they went without Joe Alt for a few games, they were awful on offense. They just lost Joe Alt again, which means they have no starting left tackle, no starting right tackle. I think they're getting ready to struggle again. So I'm going to take the Chargers are not my current fear. I think if it were just Chiefs and Chargers for the rest of the way, I'd feel 85% confident they were winning the division. The Broncos have only played one divisional game. They're 0-1. So they do not have some massive tiebreaker in that. You have not played them yet. They are two games ahead of you, and you have two games against them. I think it is a 50-50 shot they lose the division. So worried, sure. Do I think that they are not as, or 51-49. I'd probably give them the edge just because they're the Chiefs and they're the Broncos. The thing I'm having a hard time struggling in here is Denver does not pass the eye test, but they are also, they pass the eye test with 15 minutes to go in regulation, because to hell if they're not a fourth quarter team. They have come from behind in three different games in impressive fashion, including yesterday to beat Texas, or sorry, not Texas, to beat the Houston Texans to get the win in that one. They've got a two-game advantage, as I previously pointed out, and they are undefeated at home at this stage in the season. So they're a threat. But I still think the Chiefs have as good of a shot as anybody to win the division.
Well, that's why
the fact they're 2 games back.
That's why they're still the favorites. But yeah. We all agree it comes down to this Broncos game post bye week, and can the Chiefs go to Denver and get a win? If they do that, everybody takes a deep breath again and has a much different feeling. The Colts also look a little more human after one game. We'll see what they do to bounce back.
They also turned the ball over six times and still almost didn't lose. So. I know it was it's kind of like the Chiefs Bills game. They were still alive in the game despite turning the ball over 6 times.
That's a good comp. I mean, the Chiefs, Mahomes played his worst game maybe of his career,
and they weren't dead in the game.
And the Chiefs still somehow, the Chiefs somehow still were with the ball down a possession twice in the second half, if I'm not mistaken. So that's one way to put it. The reason why I'm not worried about the playoffs, here's why. One, again, I don't think the Chiefs just now stink after 1 week. The other part is, it really is just, do you think the Chiefs can play one game better than Jacksonville the rest of the way? And now, you may not like that conversation, like, wow, that's really where we're at now, but that's where they're at.
That keeps the playoff stuff alive.
I'm just talking about playoffs, because the Chiefs are 5-4. Below them, it's a 3-5 Texans and a 3-5 Ravens and a 3-6 Bengals, okay? I'm not worried about any of those teams. The Ravens will either win the division and get in as an AFC North, or the Steelers now have calm things down by beating the Colts and they'll be the rep. I don't think the North is getting two teams in. So what I'm saying is the Chiefs are the 8th seed at 5-4. The Jags are the 7th seed at 5-3. They also have the tiebreaker. The Chargers are 6-3. So, and the Chiefs get the Chargers still. It really is whether or not you, if you're saying, wow, they're missing the playoff, that means you think Jacksonville is going to play better football the rest of the season than Kansas City, as in win more games the rest of the way than Kansas City. And I can't say that sentence out loud and actually
believe
not,
it.
Not like I actually not laugh a little bit. Honestly.
I am like, and this is maybe I'll come back to regret these words. 99.9% sure they'll make the playoffs. Like, and the only 0.1%, maybe I'd say 95% at the risk of injury.
Yeah, the math says they have a 67% chance.
If you promise me, I think it's way higher than that.
I agree.
Like 95-97% chance. Look, the Jags do have the Titans still twice.
Fourth easiest schedule the Jags
but
have.
They can lose to the Texans this week. Chargers the week after that. We'll see what the Chargers are. I just mentioned that I think that they do play worse. They still have Colts, Broncos, Jags two more times, I guess, on their Colts twice on their schedule. Mm-hmm. And then so it's Colts twice, Titans twice. Those are a wash, too difficult, too easy. But like the thing about the Jags is they can lose. They could lose to the Titans. Like, they're not so good that they can't lose to the Titans. Look, I don't know what the Chiefs are exactly yet this season. They have mostly been losing to the teams that are good on their schedule. And I think tomorrow we'll talk about the score in one in one score games again and get into the bigger picture of that. But the one thing I do know about the Chiefs still this season is they could still be bad teams. Go, they got the Titans. I feel like that's a win still, you know? Like, I'm not going to lose my mind collectively. It's just, the AFC's tough.
Does 11
because the four best records are teams I'm not sure about.
So the Chiefs have 5 wins in as you're going through the schedule. 11 wins guarantees them at least a wild card, right? 10, it's not impossible. That's when you run into the tiebreaker with Jacksonville. And that's why that Jags win for them is so massive over Kansas City. But that's just where I'm at, where like the division is very real and it's in jeopardy and all that is very true to me. The playoffs, I can't get there being concerned yet. Hell, if the Chiefs lose to the Broncos, the playoffs are still very real even then. Like, it's just that you really are just worrying about Jacksonville and the Chargers when it comes to a playoff spot. And only one of them matter. I just don't think the Texans or the Ravens or the Bengals are sneaking up all of a sudden passing you for the final wild card spot.
If you lost your game to the Texans and lost all the games leading up to it, maybe, but...
Well, I know none of us want the Chiefs to be the 7th seed, and I'm only talking about making the dance. Like, if they're the 7th seed and they go to New England or Buffalo or something, that's a hell of a wild card round.
So this is the thing about the playoffs that still get me. Like, when you're saying they're the favorites still to come out of the AFC, the four teams in the top of the AFC Do any of them, like genuinely, do any of them strike great fear into your heart? The Indianapolis Colts, the New England Patriots, the Denver Broncos, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are the top four teams in the AFC. Do any of them be like, oh no, what will they ever do? Can they beat you? Sure. Like, they've obviously proven that. There's a reason why they've started with the record that they had. And Pittsburgh obviously coming off their most impressive win of the season, taking down Indianapolis in a game which you and I both agree nobody really gave much of a shot at. And so those are the four best teams in the AFC right now? And I'm supposed to think the Chiefs aren't going to make the playoffs out of that? No. No, because the truth is, like you mentioned with Jacksonville, they can lose to anybody. And yeah, I've pretty much written off anybody 9 through 16. Like, I don't think any of those teams are making the playoffs. We're halfway through the season. Baltimore is the only one I'd give a legitimate shot to.
But to me, if they bounce back,
then Pittsburgh's
gone. They'll win the AFC North. So, yeah, it's not great. We're talking about literally the final playoff spot. That's where the Chiefs are at right now as far as looking ahead. They're out of the playoff spot, but we're talking about getting just into the dance. That's the reality if the Chiefs have put themselves in. When you have four losses next to your to your name in the win-loss column, this is the reality. And I would still bet quite a bit that the Chiefs make the playoffs. The division, that's a different conversation.
What are the odds for them to miss the playoffs?
Well, they're 6-1 to make it.
Okay. So
it's not 6-1. -600. I'm sorry.
-600
to make it.
I mean, that's a heavy favorite, like, to make the playoffs. And again, I think that those odds are right. I'm not worried about that. You can come in today and tell me that things are not going well and things are relatively bleak from a they're not beating
updated
good
win
teams
total
perspective.
Over under 10.5 wins. Over is -210. Under is +175. Over 11.5 wins, +140. Under 11.5, -165.
I would be betting the over in that. And look,
over. You think they still get to 12?
No, the 10.5.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
okay, I was gonna say 11. I think this feels like 11. This feels like an 11 win season. All
11
of a
and six. They also won the Super Bowl. I feel like the last time they went 11 and six. So. They still have Mahomes. They still have all the other stuff that comes with there. I'm hoping that this bye week refreshes them. But they are having a hard time beating good teams. No doubt. There's no doubt about
that. And they got two good ones coming up.
Yep. And at least you're... And look, again, I'll point out the Broncos get a mini bye. Like, they play Thursday Night Football. So
they're playing the Raiders, yeah.
And the Raiders certainly looked better with Brock Bowers than without him. But Jacoby Myers might not even be on the team by the time they take on the Broncos. And I would think I like the Broncos fairly easily in that game. So I assume they'll be coming in 2.5, 3 full games ahead of you, waiting for you to come to town.
Yeah, this is what Patrick Mahomes had to say about the schedule ahead and where they're at.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just we got to learn from it, but it's kind of like you got to do it now. Like there's no easy game coming up, and there's no more chances that we can really take losses. So I mean, you got to learn from it fast, and we got to be better as a team offensively. We got to be better, especially on some of those big drives we had in the second half. And I think we'll just continue to push away and learn on this bye week, and then come back and be ready to play our best football coming off of it.
I mean, there isn't wiggle room. Not for the one seed, I think.
That's over. Yeah.
We didn't talk about that as a part of this, but...
I think that just goes without saying.
I will not be entertaining the one seed conversation at all until you give me 4, 5, 6 weeks from here and they're like a game back. I don't think that's going to happen.
Cody.
So I just said, I'm not eliminating as it is a 100% chance. Okay. I think it's a 98% chance they do not get the one seed.
Yeah, I'll go to 100, but I'm with you. Yeah, I'll go. The number one seed is over. We're dreaming at that point.
They're only two games back of it, and they face one of the two teams who are ahead of them.
I understand. They're not.
That's why I said 98% chance they don't get it.
Yeah.
I'd like to reserve that
2%. Patriots have the easiest schedule remaining in football. The Bills have the third or fourth easiest schedule remaining in football.
I definitely think it's going to be one of
those
teams.
You know what I mean? That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.